God, Father. triumphantly down death by death, and upon whom the tomb is bestowing life. Christ is risen from the dead, triumphantly down death by death, and upon whom the tomb is bestowing life. Christ is risen from the dead, triumphantly down death by death, and upon whom the tomb is bestowing life. Glory to God in the highest on earth, peace to the will among men. Glory to God in the highest on earth, peace to the will among men. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise.
It is time for the Lord to act to bless us.
Blessed is our God, our only God, ever at thee.
Amen. Pray for me.
The Lord God, direct your steps in every good work.
Remember holiness.
The Lord God, remember your heavenly kingdom always, now and ever, and unto age and to age.
Amen.
O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master!
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let us pray to the Lord. us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Peace to thine apostles.
Namaste.
رتلوا لإلهنا رتلوا يا جميع الأمم صفقوا بالأيادي. أصل من أعمال الرسل القديسين في تلك الأيام فيما كان بطرس يطوف في جميع الأماكن نزل أيضا إلى القديسين الساكنين في لدة فوجد هناك إنسانا اسمه إنياس مضطجعا على سرير منذ 8 سنين وهو مخلى فقال له بطرس يا إنياس يشفيك يسوع المسيح قم وافترش لنفسك فقام للوقت ورأوا جميع الساكنين في لدة وصاروا فرجعوا إلى الرب وكانت في يافا تلميذة اسمها طبيطة الذي تفسيره ظبية كانت هذه ممتلئة أعمالا صالحة وصدقات كانت تعملها فحدث في تلك الأيام أنها مرضت وماتت فغسلوها ووضعوها في العلية وإذ كانت لدة بقرب يافا سمع التلاميذ أن بطرس فيها أرسلوا إليه رجلين يسألانه أن لا يبطئ في القدوم إليهم فقام بطرس وأتى معهما فلما وصل صعدوا به إلى العلية ووقف لديه جميع الأرامل يبكين ويرينه أقمشة وثيابا كانت تصنعه ظبية معهن فأخرج الجميع خارجا وجثى على ركبتيه وصلى ثم التفت إلى الجسد وقال يا طبيطة قومي ففتحت عينيها ولما أبصرت بطرس جلست فناوله يدها وانهضها ثم القديسين والأرامل وقام لديهم حياية فشاع هذا الخبر في يافا كلها فآمن كثيرون بالرب.
Let us attend. Sing praises to our God. Sing praises. Clap your hands, all you nations.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Let us be attentive.
In those days, as Peter went here and there among them all, he came down also to the saints that lived at Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Rise and make your bed. And immediately he rose, and all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days she fell sick and died, and when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent 2 men to him, entreating him, Please come to us without delay. So Peter rose and went with them, and when he had come, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him weeping and showing tunics and other garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed. Then turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, rise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord.
Peace be to you, reader.
And to your spirit, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. me never be ashamed.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Be my God and protector.
Thank you.
fireside all quickly care.
Benefactors of our parish and the members of our parish council,
ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember this heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Lord, for us servants of God, departed this life, and the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servants, Naomi, Costa, Najee, and Tala, Nahibia, Michael, George, Panna, and Najia, and your newly departed servants, George, Panni, Barbara, John, Lana, Olga, Azat, Farah, Siad, and George. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of
yours in wisdom let us attend.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us then and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright. Let us stand with fear. Let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Amen.
And the love of God the Father and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks unto the
my body.
took the cup, saying, "Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." Having in remembrance, therefore, this saving commandment, and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the grave, the third day of resurrection, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and the second and glorious coming, and offering unto thee thine own of thine own, in behalf of
those who are
offer these precious gifts to the Lord our God, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, and every priestly order and of their salvation, of the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering, and of all mankind.
And grant us with one mouth and one heart to glorify and praise an all honorable and majestic name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all. Bless, O Lord, the offerings of thy people, for thou art holy, always, now, and ever, as in ages of ages.
Amen. Having commemorated all the saints, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our God loveth mankind, receiving them upon his holy, most heavenly, and ideal altar, as a savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our
of faithful Mass, so that with boldness, without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from
come to see.
sanctify us, O Thou who sits on high with the Father, and art pure and visibly present with us. And vouchsafe by thy mighty hand to impart unto us an immaculate body and precious blood, and to us and to all the people. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner.
Let us attend
the holy things are for holy.
Divine distributors of the Lamb of God, divine
holy
sanctifying those who partake there.
Brothers and sisters, lo, I draw near unto the mortal King, our God, the fresh and the holy body of our one God and Savior, Jesus Christ, to pardon and believe in all your grief and guilt, for the remission of my sins and the life everlasting.
Confession with an Orthodox priest. We do have church school today. So I ask that the teachers and the students come forward first. Thank you.
With fear of God and faith and love, draw near.
Oh, son of God. for your sacred mercies and purge you from your sins.
God, save thy people and bless thy inheritance.
Keep our nation in peace and freedom,
Protect the church that it may be unshaken and without fear. Grant that our lives may be holy and undefiled. Keep the whole world peaceful and make us worthy to spiritually celebrate this holy feast, that clothed with joy and purity of life, we may become worthy of the heavenly kingdom. For thou art our God and our Savior, and unto thee we give glory, together with thine originate Father, and thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages.
Oh,
upon you through his grace of love toward mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee. Trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life, Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all lawful apostles, of our Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we've celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, Christ is risen. On the sea of God, Christ is risen. Glory to his holy third day resurrection.
We adore his third day resurrection.
Christ is risen from the dead, jumping down on that by death.
But they learn how they want to act. They learn what they want to say. They learn how they want to dress. They learn everything from their parents and those others that they see and they experience. Which is why for us in the church it's so important for all the opportunities. I know some of us it's hard to listen because we're not used to listening. But we're not even here to listen. Which is a bad example from the parents. And the church is here really providing so many things for our children to learn about. Not just our church school program that goes from September until now, May of this year. It's not just our church school program. We have a vacation church school. We'll have retreats. We have other opportunities for our children, for our young adults, and even for our adults to learn about their faith. How come these kids are walking around? Whose parents are they? That's a problem we always have here in the church that, especially when we go into the hall and kids are all over the place. The parents aren't with them at all. We have to be on top of that. We have to be a good example for our children. So how do our children learn? From us, the parents. From us, the church. But they also learn from what they see on TV and what they learn in school and what they see at school. That's why it's so important for us to be good examples for our children. Let me say that again. To be good examples for our children. It's wonderful. I see these children now. A half hour ago, I would say most of them. Because the parents are bringing them late. Is that the right example? Is that what we want to teach them? Look how cute some of these younger and even older ones are. And do we really want to teach them the wrong thing? Does anybody want to teach them the wrong thing? No. But every time we come late to church, we're being a bad example for these children. Every time we decide not to come to church, we're being a bad example for these children. And even though church school ends today, it's the worst thing to do not to come to church anymore. Until September. Until school starts again. That's not what we're teaching our children. That's not what the church is teaching our children. The church is teaching our children how we love God, how we worship God, how we pray to God, and how much God loves us. That's what we're teaching here. And when they're not here to pray with us, to worship with us, they can't learn that. And when they go week after week after week after week, and month after month after month, coming late to church, what are we teaching our children? Think of what I'm saying. I don't want to beat anybody up. I want us to learn of what we're doing for our children. To learn how we can help our children. I was visiting with a parishioner of ours, and their son who grew up, and he was an altar server. Now he's a little bit older, and he doesn't want to come. And when they get older, you can't force them. It's probably hard to force Mario. He's a big guy. That's why it's so important in their youth to train them the way that we want them to go. That's why it's so important for us in our church school program to give them as much as they can get. That's why it's so important for us, and why I love them, that I have to tell you, you have to be here on time. That I'm telling you, you have to come in the summer. It's so sad. We end church school and all of a sudden we lose all these children. And somehow they think we can take a vacation from God. Who thinks we can take a vacation from God? Anybody? No. Thank you, Stephen. That's the right answer. Mario, did you tell you that? Okay, good. We never take a vacation from God. But again, if we don't come, what are we teaching our children? I think the answer is very clear. And it puts a lot on the parents, but you know what? When God blessed you with these children, He gave you that responsibility. Sorry, it's not my fault. God gave you those children as a blessing. He gave those children to you to take care of them. He gave these children to you to teach them about Him. And the best way to do that is to bring them to church so that they can be here to pray. To be here in church so that they can sing the songs. To bring them to church to have the Holy Sacrament. That's the best example we can get. And when they get older and they have to choose themselves, some will make the right choice, some will make the bad choice, the wrong choice. But we continue to pray for them. We continue to offer and give opportunities for people to still come to the church, to belong to the church, to be a part of our praying, worshiping community. It's a joy today for all the hard work we're going to hear about it from our teachers and our staff in the church school. But it's like throwing it all away if our kids don't come next week. It's throwing it all away if our kids don't come all summer. Can you imagine? Who wants to come to church next week? Raise your hand for us. They want to come. What do we do when we are saying, no, we're not going to church? Thank God for the blessing He's given you. Ask God to help you to be a good example. And ask God to do the best you can to raise your children in the church. Helping the church do what needs to be done for passing on our faith. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. And the Messiah comes.